Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please.
Rabbits galore. We loved riding horses. Our hair blowing in the wind made us feel free and joyful. The most fun I ever had was chasing jackrabbits. Jackrabbits would get so scared they'd just lay down. You'd get off your horse and pick them right up. Laughter all bubbled out of my chest when I'd overcome the scared rabbit and pounce on it like some big hero. One day I caught a couple of rabbits and took them home. Ma! I caught two rabbits! I thought maybe the girls and I could have them for pets. They look like big healthy ones, Ma said. But there'll be no more animals around here that we can take care of. Aw, Ma, I replied dejectedly. Maybe just one? Neither one of them, she replied happily. But they're good eating meat. I'll take these hindquarters and make a big pot of rabbit and homemade noodle soup for supper. You want to eat them? I exclaimed. We've ate them before and we'll eat them again gladly, she said as she grabbed a shovel. Now let's put them out of their misery. That night we sat down to a hearty meal that almost tasted like chicken soup. It was awful tasty. I decided I'd rather eat rabbit than Lumpy Dick any day. One hot day, Father said, they're going to do a rabbit drive tomorrow. Can I help? I asked excitedly. Me too, Lottie said, wanting to get away from the tedious chores we did every day. I ride a horse really good, I said. You do, Father replied. But this time we're setting up the nets and driving them with shovels and pitchforks and anything else we can find. They need to be alive. Ah, shucks, I said, longing for the heart-racing challenge of once again riding a horse speedily across the barren desert. Seems like they're eating up our gardens and crops quicker than we can plant them, Mother said. They'll be good eating. Plus, there are a lot of hungry people in the Salt Lake Valley who'd appreciate some good cooking meat. How can they take them up there? Lottie asked, her face puzzled. They'll take them by wagon to Marysville and load them on the train. They'll still be in good shape when they get up north. Father said they freeze the dead ones, too, so they keep good until they get there, I said. I loved the camaraderie I felt as I walked, picking up and bagging rabbits with half the town people. Of course, I tried to be with my best friend, Uncle Vay. But I can get to that one first, I yelled, running as fast as I could trot towards a down, scared rabbit. I can catch a bigger one, Vay replied. And that's the way it went for most of the day. Soon, we were enjoying a large town party barbecue and dinner that the ladies in our settlement had laid out. I'll wager there are thousands of trapped rabbits, I said, gazing at the boxes and bags loaded into the wagons. Maybe millions, they chimed in. You don't know what millions look like, Phil said, laughingly. I'd guess in the hundreds. Nonetheless, we were an exhausted, happy group when we went to bed under the bright stars of the orchard that night. When I was 6 or 7, there was a bunch of us riding horses with Clifford, chasing rabbits out in the greasewoods. We were going like the clatter wheels of hell when suddenly there was an awful yelp. An unexpected deep wash came upon us when we didn't know it was there. Neither did the horses. And Clifford's horse jumped, hit the other bank, and flung Clifford off into the rough edge of the bank. Clifford was knocked out cold. Is he dead? I shouted as I gazed at the horse standing quietly on the other bank with his head down. You check. You go see if he's breathing, Vay said, quietly. I don't want to, I said. I felt like I'd pass out from pure fright. Okay, Vay said. We'll check together. Should we pray first? I asked, delaying the inevitable. It won't do no good. If he's dead, he's dead, they replied, dejectedly. He grabbed my arm, his hands shaking almost uncontrollably, and we both scampered into the sandy wash, dreading Clifford's unknown fate. Well, I leaned over Clifford cautiously, and I felt his soft breath on my cheek. "He's alive," I said, breathing a sigh of relief. "His heart's beating okay," Vase said, and he giggled hysterically. Clifford was a bit pale and groggy when we got him to wake up. We got back on the horses and slowly headed back to Grandfather's ranch, dreading the thought of what he might do or say. When Grandfather got mad, he got raging mad. Well, he got mad all right. I went home shaken, but still in one piece, with his words still ringing in my ears. "You'd think you'd know better with Freeland gone like he did. We can't have another death in this family."